While the prelates in the Vatican meet to consider their leader, here at home, the leaders in Congress have been having their share of problems. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
House Leader Tom DeLay and Senate Leader Bill Frist have joined in attacks on the federal judiciary, and now they're coming under attack.
Well, it's true. After the federal courts refused to intervene in the Terri Schiavo case, Tom DeLay said that federal judges would have some answering to do. And he later said that his language was, quote, inartful. But he didn't back down from his position of calling the judiciary to account. Now, President Bush voiced his support for an independent judiciary, but conservative groups have really taken up the attack on judges. And there's been talk of mass impeachments, particularly on the part of James Dobson's Focus on Family and the Family Research Council, conservative groups. And they're calling on the Senate to exercise what's called the nuclear option, to force a change in the rules so that only a majority of senators is needed for a judicial confirmation, not the 60 senators currently needed to shut off debate on any nomination. Bill Frist is scheduled to address the Family Research Council by videotape next Sunday, which has been dubbed by them Justice Sunday, and he's catching a good deal of flack for it.
And why?
Well, because the Family Research Council has issued a statement that some people consider incendiary, said that the Senate is acting against people of faith by filibustering on the judges. Now, some of the flack that that Frist is getting is from other people who are considering running for president, as is he. And it's coming from people like Chuck Hagel in Nebraska. But even some Bible Belt senators like Lindsey Graham told Newsweek that questioning senators' motives is a dangerous precedent. So there is this flap now about whether Frist should appear. He says he will. He needs to be careful, though, Renee, because, you know, the way he became a majority leader of the Senate was because Trent Lott, who was majority leader, said some flattering things about Strom Thurmond's past when that senator was leaving. So these things can turn on you. But Frist says he's going to keep his commitment. He is playing to that Republican base, and that's clearly part of his feeling around about running for president, in the same way that Tom DeLay went this weekend to the National Rifle Association to play to the party's base. And also it allowed him to get off a line that when you're in trouble, it's good to have friends, especially if they're armed.
Congressman Tom DeLay's difficulties have caused some Republicans, though, to call on him to step down from his leadership position. Is that likely to happen?
Not anytime soon, unless there are new charges against him or an indictment. The Speaker Hastert has rallied the Republican caucus, essentially saying an attack on him is an attack on us, on all Republicans, and you need to defend him. But I think that Mr. DeLay stepping up to the speakership is now somewhat in doubt.
Let's go back for a moment to that nuclear option. Do you think the Republicans will succeed in changing the Senate rules?
They easily could. There you're not seeing the same kind of breaking away on the part of moderates that you sometimes do. Senator Hagel said yesterday, don't count my vote either way. Senator Lugar said he would not oppose his party on this. Senator McCain said it seems to be trying to find some sort of compromise, but that would be very difficult to do.
Cokie, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR News analyst Cokie Roberts.